I tried to push, but then the baby couldn't come out. That's when the other sister came and started to push me on the stomach. And she was pushing downwards.
They were 3 months premature, so they went to the ICU unit. And during their stay, there was a strike for about a month. All doctors, nurses, I mean everyone.
Between 2015 and 2018, claims against health departments rose from 28.6 billion to 80.4 billion rands in South Africa. Gauteng, the second highest province with medical negligence claims, has seen a 25% rise in cases. Tebogo Mashete gave birth in Mamelodi Hospital in 2009, where her son suffered from a brain injury due to staff negligence.
I was pregnant with my first child, and the pregnancy was full term. During the labor process, like, I arrived at the hospital around midnight. I was told to go and open the file, and we were told to wait at the reception in the maternity ward. In the labor ward, they did check how far the baby was, and they told me that I'm still far. So I was told to go and wait with the other ladies at the waiting area.
After waiting 5 hours to open a file, Mrs. Machete was assigned a bed and waited another 12 hours before being attended to by a nurse.
After my water broke, I told the sisters in the ward that I was in pain, and they told me to wait because I'm still far to give birth. While I was in the process of giving birth, they told me that I have to push. I tried to push, but then the baby couldn't come out. That's when the other sister came and started to push me on the stomach. And she was pushing downwards. From there, my baby was born. A baby boy was born. But then he was not breathing. And they told me that he can't breathe well on his own. And he didn't cry when he was born. That's when they took him. They said they're going to clean him.
Neville Sinclair's twin boys were born in July 2010, 3 months prematurely. In August that year, a public service strike happened, and military health doctors were deployed to hospitals in Tshwane, including Steve Biko Hospital, where his sons suffered partial blindness.
Without the qualified people even being there, the army moved in, and they were basically just holding babies. I mean, literally, you've got a soldier holding a baby, that's it. The one twin was separated from the others in an isolation ward. He was isolated, being fed through that incubator. Sometimes when we got there, there wasn't any food.
Both Mrs. Machete and Mr. Sinclair were not informed that their children had suffered birth injuries by hospital staff members.
A few months, when they come out, they're still very small. The optometrist guy had a look at their eyes and immediately called the professor, because during that time particularly, the dosage of oxygen that they give the children was excessive, and it causes blindness.
3 weeks later, Mrs. Machete visited Steve Biko Hospital, where it was confirmed that her son had suffered a brain injury during labor. In an effort to whittle down the number of claims, government had stated in the 2019 Treasury budget review that they would prioritize improving in areas where claims of negligence are more prevalent. Government is also considering legislature amendments to help provincial budgets manage costs.
The State Liability Act amendment is really on the payments on future medical expenses. They in a position where they actually want to say, we don't want to pay further on all the expenses, come back to the system.
Lawyer Adele van der Walt has been handling both cases. Mrs. Machete's case has been finalized and a judgment has been received on merit of medical negligence. However, the state is appealing the judgment. Mr. Sinclair can expect a minimum of 4 years before his case goes to court.
birth injuries are bigger because you have to look, the state then has to compensate for the rest of that child's life. So we also have to determine life expectancy. The department is not necessarily always seeing all the legal teams, what we're seeing. I see the suffering. I see how my client is struggling.
Reporting for Multimedia Live, Andisiwe Michelle May.